WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazzations is the show you're tuned to. You're listening at 89.1 FM if you're in the New York City metro area, or you're streaming live over the internet at WFDU.FM. Yes, we are kicking it all the way live. That was a pre-recorded interview with Victor Wooten that I had on Monday evening of this week. And yes, he'll be here in the New York City area on March the 25th, 8 p.m. at B.B. King's Blues Club right there on 42nd Street in Times Square. Log on to bbkingblues.com for more information. Man, I truly enjoyed that interview with Victor Wooten. Log on to victorwooten.com. I told you, JP, that boy has some nuggets, boy.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Sister Annette Davidson tuning into Gospel Jazzations this morning. How you doing, Annette? She was saying she was really enjoying that interview with Victor. Yes, he is the real deal, girl. I'm telling you. You had to really pay attention to those words because he has a lot. He has a lot to offer, a lot of insight in music in general and just in life. But he said he promises to come back here on Gospel Jazzations in the near future, and we're going to try to have him on back probably next month sometime, all right? Sounds good. Shout out to Lene Battle. How you doing, Lene? She's tuning into the program. She had a great time last week. She called into the program, man, and we had a fun time, man. It was hilarious. Lene, you're a lot of fun, girl.
What's up, Lene?
Yeah, JP's in the house. He says he got your friend request on Facebook.
Yes, I did. And on MySpace.
Oh, on MySpace as well?
Yes.
All right, go ahead, man.
I just want to stand next to you and listen to you sing.
she sang live here last week, man.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, man.
Yes, she did.
Nice. We're going to get some music on from her as well. Shout out to Janet Enamorata, who is listening in as well. How you doing, Janet?
What's up, Janet?
Checking us out on Gospel Jazzations TV. She's joined the program thus far, as is Phyllis Yancey in the house.
Phyllis.
Thanks for hitting me up, Phyllis. She was kind of confused. She was watching the show and watching us and listening to the interview and said, what's going on? Is this thing on right? But no, that was a pre-recorded interview, Phyllis. It's all good. But JP's in the house.
Yes, sir.
Don Corey sent me a text message. He has quite a few things to do early tomorrow morning, so mm-hmm. he's resting comfortably mm-hmm. at home. Sister Winifred Stewart. Thank you, Winnie. She hit me up on the email. Yeah, you can email me at tony@tonysmith.com. I'd love to hear from you. Man, I appreciate all the emails and text messages you send throughout the week. It is a blessing to me. But shout out to you, Winnie. And she says she won't be able to stay too long with us, but she's going to try and tune in for a little bit.
Cool.
As is Sister Lorraine. How you doing, Lorraine? She's tuning in as well to Gospel Jazzations. Appreciate you. Forrest Davis just called in. Haven't heard from him in a minute. He's doing all right.
What's going on, man?
He's working on some new music, man.
He's always working on something.
That boy's always working. Good to hear from you, Forrest. You be safe out there. My Aunt Gwen Bonner, called in from Augusta, GA. She's tuning in for a little bit on this morning as well.
That's right.
Thank you, Gwen. And also, Sister Nicole from Mount Vernon called in, checking in.
What's up, Munchkin?
Thank you, Nicole. Tell Mom said hello.
Okay. Yes.
Always good to hear from you. Lovna Walcott, she contacted me through email on Monday. I wanted to find out how our concert went on Saturday in Harlem. She said it was fantastic, and she posted a brand new video, beautiful video on Facebook, so you got to go hit her up. Check her out, man.
Okay.
Check her out. You can go over there to my page, and you probably can see the video from there. It's excellent, man. Excellent. But shout out to you, Lovna, and congratulations to you on the wonderful concert that you just had. Lene says, hey, JP.
Hey, Lene.
All right, don't blame me for staying up all night now. Just go ahead and turn over, close those pretty eyes of yours, all right?
Now you can stay up if you want to.
Yeah, she's been doing that for the last 2 weeks. Paying for it the next day.
Kind of stuck, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know about that paying the next day.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Angelo Luster, saxophonist out there in California. We said, Angelo, good to hear from you. One of my classmates, Daryl Nelson, is tuning in to Gospel Jazzations as well. From the class of 79. Hold on, man. I'm trying to get everybody. You know, This is 30. We never had a prom. Jamaica High School. We graduated 1979.
What?
And we never had a prom, man.
At Jamaica High School up on the hill?
On the hill, man.
Y'all ain't.
Gothic Drive, brother. Come on.
Right around the corner from Thomas Edison.
That's right. You know it, JP. Jamaica in the house.
That's right.
That's right, man. Jamaica boys in the house, man.
That's right.
But yeah, that's where I went to high school, lad. And okay. Couldn't join the school band because they had too many clarinets and saxophonists. So I had to teach myself bassoon. I played bassoon throughout my high school years. And finding out through all this Facebook thing that I'm hooking up with all my classmates. And it's really nice, man.
Okay.
Excellent, excellent. I'm enjoying it. Mm-hmm. So shout out to Daryl Nelson. But I'm going to try and see if we can put together a class reunion for 30 years. Have Joyce Kravitz help me out with that. Joyce. Also to Jasmine Miller. Jazzy Jazz is tuning in to Gospel Jazzations. Kelvin Leach. What's going on, Kelvin? From Lox Entertainment. Want to give him a shout out. Marcus Young. Stance Mason. Taffany Gardner. Terrence Kitchens. Terrence. You know Terrence Kitchens, right?
Who?
Terrence Kitchens. Keyboard player out here in the North Jersey area. You see him everywhere, man. You don't know Terrence? Terrence Kitchens. Hit him up, man. Hit him up on the Facebook. Anyway, wanted to shout him out as well. And also Kevin Moore, he'll be calling in later to tell us all about the Kirk Whalum concert that took place at his church. He called me up, man, late Friday night. I'm trying to get my sleep on. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. The boy's calling me up, but he put Kirk on the phone. And then also John Stoddard. Kevin Moore was working overtime, man. He was being the head bottle washer, head cook. You know, valet.
I guess you the vice president.
Sound man. That boy's working hard. He posted some videos and some pictures on his Facebook site as well. So go check it out over there. Go to Kevin Moore's site, man. Check it out. A shout out to him. He'll be calling in just a little later. And I want to thank the St. Paul AME Church family. Reverend McDuffie, thank you for bringing me down on Friday night to Philly. Had a great time, man. It was Tony Smith in concert. I thought they had somebody else there, man, but there was nobody else. It was just me, myself, and I. So I told him, man, I got to bring the full band back down next time I go back there.
That's right.
Full setup, beautiful church. They have a brand new building. They've been there for like the past year or so.
What part of Philly?
Man, you know, I don't know Philly.
Northeast?
You're asking the wrong person, bro. 5 minutes from the airport.
Okay, northeast. Towards Center City.
I don't know where that is, JP. I don't know Philly, man. I'm telling you.
Okay, what cheesesteak place you passed by?
I didn't see any cheese. I stayed at the Fairfield Inn right next to Ruby Tuesdays, right next to the airport. That's where I was.
Okay, so you wasn't far from the town.
Okay.
From like Center City.
All right. Well, you got to teach me about Philly. I don't know anything about Philly, man.
Oh, yes.
I know you know it very well.
Well enough.
Okay. Well, that's where I was on Friday night, and I stayed over and had to head over to Springfield, Pennsylvania to play at the Springfield Country Club for Asbury AME Church, who is celebrating people who are celebrating 50 years who have attended Asbury AME Church for the past 50 years. They were honoring quite a few people there, and that was a blessing. I want to shout out Reverend Sturdivant, Janet Sturdivant, for having me, and also Bishop Richard F. Norris and First Mama. I'm calling her First Mama. It's my past pastor from back in the day. Sister Mary Norris as well was in the house. It was good seeing everybody on Saturday. Then I had to head on out to Brooklyn, Maine. Brooklyn over at the International, make sure I got this right, JP, International Pentecostal City Mission right there on Church Avenue. Church in Linden. I got to tell you behind the scenes, boy, but we had a good time. Those people know how to have church over there at the mission, but it was a real, real fun
time. With a name like that, you have no choice but to.
Shout out to Reverend Lowell Spencer. Good to see you, man. It was a blessing. And as soon as I get off the air here, man, I'm heading to Bermuda. Boy, I am jumping on a plane. I am out of here.
Y'all see how the president does?
Man, I'm getting away from the snow. But no, I got a call Friday night to come to Bermuda this week. They're celebrating the Bermuda AME Conference. The lay organization is having me play Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And I'll be back late Friday night. But as soon as I get off the flight Friday night, I'm heading right back to Brooklyn, man. So I have a busy schedule, and Saturday as well. I'm over in Yonkers in the morning over there by Brother William Moody's house.
That's right.
Maybe have time to head on over there and get me a fish sandwich from him or some catfish. All right, Brother Moody, have something waiting for me, all right?
Uh-oh.
Tell Sister what I need. I'm coming. And then I have another celebration to do in Brooklyn on Saturday night. So full schedule ahead, but it's all good. 201-692-2012 is the number. We're streaming live over the internet at WFDU.FM. JP's in a building.
Yes, sir.
Looking forward to the new project, man.
That's right. Soon.
And very soon.
By the end of the month, 1st of April, more than likely.
Okay.
We're close. We're real close, guys.
Okay. Yo, Annette just hit me up on Facebook. She says, no Philly cheesesteak joint in sight. Meant you weren't in Philly, Tony.
Yes, he was. You got to understand, when you get near the airport, there's nothing around there. You have to go a little ways. Maybe about 2 miles. You get into a town where there's some good cheesesteak. Trust me, I know where it's at.
Okay.
Well, trust to know.
I need some help then. I need some help on that. 2:12 in the morning. We're streaming live over the internet at WFDU.FM and also on Gospel Jazzations TV. Appreciate y'all so much for checking us out. Send me an email at tony@tonysmith.com. Shout out to Sister Leslie Kennard.
Hey, Leslie.
It's been a minute, man.
Yes.
Hopefully things are well with you. And she just hit me up on MySpace. Always good to hear from you, Leslie. Thank you. Sister Christina Peoples, want to give you a shout out as well. And the whole Gospel Jazzations family, really appreciate y'all. And thank y'all once again for supporting us doing our fund drive during the month of February. And those pledge packets should be reaching your mailbox any day now if it hasn't already. So thank you for keeping Gospel Jazzations yes. Radio on the air for another year, okay? We'll listen to support it. It's the way we do here. Commercial free. You can call us anytime. All right. Gonna leave you now with some music coming to you from Victor Wooten, a song entitled Prayer, featuring my girl Sandra Williams. She's working on a solo project as well. And get some music on for you from Lene Battle. All right, we'll be right back with you. It's Gospel Jazzations. Give me a call at 201-692-2012. That's area code 201-692-2012. We'll be right back with you, y'all. It's Gospel Jazzations.
Now I'm looking over all my years on my knees, asking please, will you say a prayer for me? Asking you shall receive. It's hard to live in times like these, fulfilling prophecies overseas. They live in a tragedy. It's hard to know what to do. Say a prayer for me. I'll pray my prayer for you.
Hello, this is Jack McGilligan, the host of Insight. Insight is dedicated to thought-provoking interviews with thought-provoking people. Join me on Sunday, March 15th at 8 a.m. when I'll be speaking with Robert Kaiser in a fascinating interview regarding his book, So Damn Much Money, The Triumph of Lobbying and the Corrosion of American Government. That's Sunday, March 15th at 8 a.m.
WFDU 89.1 FM. Oh, my goodness. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Of course, so live in the background. You know how I do, Lene? Song we just finished listening to came to you from Angela Christie, Because of Who You Are. And before that, Victor Wooten giving you the song Prayer right here on Gospel Jazzations. Thanks to Victor for coming on. Appreciate that. Again, log on to victorwooten.com. Check him out over at victorwooten.com. He'll be here in New York City on March 25th at B.B. King's Blues Club on 42nd Street in Times Square. 8 p.m. show. I plan on being there myself. Looking forward to it. Shout out once again to Leslie Kennard, who's tuning in. Thank you, Leslie. She's trying to catch up on all of her emails. I know what that's all about. And shout out to my main man, Leotha Fleming, out there in Miami, Florida. He's finally tuned in. Good to hear from you, my man. Got JP in the house with me, Leotha. I'm going to pick you up, caller. Going to check you out, see you to see us. It's 201-692-2012. That is the number. And yes, we are streaming live over the internet at WFDU.FM. Shout out to Kevin LaVar. Tuning in to Gospel Jazzations as well. Earl Carter, just saw him logged on. What's going on, Earl? Wow. Riley Bandy. Riley, he's a fantastic saxophonist. That boy real good. Angelo Lustler's tuning in. Annette Davidson, thank you, Annette. Appreciate you tuning in. You're working behind the scenes too, right? Also, to Kevin Moore, I'm sure he'll be calling in just a few minutes. 2:28 in the morning. We're here till about 6 o'clock or so.
Hope you're not yawning.
There you go, JP. Yeah. JP, go ahead, man. Give out your MySpace site and your email so people know where to contact you at.
My MySpace, I have a music one. It's MySpace, JP, M-U-Z-I-C, 62. Mm-hmm. And my email address is JP Music, that's JP, M-U-Z-I-C, at Mac.com.
Nice. Sounds good, boy.
Album coming soon, y'all.
Look out for
end of this month or 1st of April. I promise you.
Yeah.
Me and Tone working behind the scenes. And Sister Paris, people been hitting me up. About 20 people hit me up today. It's like, yo, man, where's the project? I said, trust me, end of the month. No later than the beginning of April. Okay. It's a long process.
Patience is a virtue, man.
Trust me.
Patience is a virtue.
We want to put it out right. We want the presentation to be good. We want the mixes and the mastering to be done correctly. So when you do get it, you'd be like, wow.
Sounds good, JP.
That boy good.
Shout out once again to Kevin Moore and Angela Luster. Thank y'all for tuning in. And Leotha Fleming. 2:29 in the morning. 201-692-2012 is the number. 201-692-2012. Coming up on Saturday, March the 28th, Grammy-nominated Stella Award winners, GMWA Excellent Award winner, Wilmington Chester Mass Choir will be having their 10th live recording. 10th live recording, man of boys, over at Antioch Baptist Church in Camden, New Jersey, 700 Ferry Avenue. For more information, call 610-876-4580. That's 610-876-4580. Featuring special guests, Marette Brown Clark, Lucretia Campbell, and Stephen Hurd. All right, that's coming up on March 28th at 6:30 p.m. All right, 201-692-2012. 2012. Send me email at tony@tonysmith.com. Gonna leave you now with some music coming to you from Lene Battle. Here's the song entitled "This Is My Story." This is her story, JP.
Okay.
Gonna like this right here, boy.
From Harlem. You said Lene Battle?
Lene Battle. Lene.
Oh, Lene. From California.
Okay. We'll be right back, y'all. It's Gospel Jazzation. WFDU 89.1 FM.
All day.
WFDU 89.1 FM. It's Gospel Jazzation. That was none other than Tyrone Burkett giving you the song Brighter Day, featuring none other than the Tyrone Burkett Players. Those boys are good. 2:41 in the morning. 201-692-2012 is the number. Streaming live over the internet at WFDU.FM. Shout out once again to my aunt Gwen, who gave me called in just a second ago. She spoke to JP telling us that our video stream was down, but all I had to do was just restart.
You see us, Aunt Gwen?
Thank y'all. So, y'all. JP throwing kisses, y'all. But anyway, we got this West Coast correspondent on the line. Let me bring him up. What's going on, Kevin Moore? In the house.
What's up, boy? In the morning.
What's going on with you, Joseph?
All right, Kev. Good to hear from you, man.
Yes, sir. As well.
Good.
Right before that song we had coming to you live all the way from San Diego, California, late Renee Battles.
That's right.
My story.
That's right. Go ahead, man.
And I enjoyed that.
Yeah, you like that, hey?
Yeah, I got to give her some props there, holding it down on the West Coast.
Yes,
he almost confused me with that Brighter Day. Didn't Ron Brown do a version of that, too?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I got confused on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I heard the ending. I think Ron's may have been a little bit funky.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Going on, Brother Kevin Moore?
Oh, man, I'm just trying to make it, Doc. Just trying to walk in the right path, you know, and hang with the president, you know, trying, you know, when the president, you got to be on your P's and Q's, you know. Just
well, we understand he has a vice too.
Well, I don't know who he appointed, you know.
Well,
I think somebody's still running for that job.
Nah. After the works I heard you've done over the weekend, I think you rightly deserve the office of vice president.
Oh, well, I'll settle for Secretary of State, brother.
Kevin was working hard this weekend, man.
Hard,
that boy was working hard, man.
Brother, yes, sir. I was working, brother. And cowboy boots and everything. Just working.
Oh, man.
It was one of those things where, you know, you feel like you're going to go and just hang and chill, and they put a brother to work. The event, you know, went over well, but there was, you know, as most concerts, there were some things that happened prior to that was unexpected, and I had to kind of step in and, you know, help, you know, piece it together, you know, as far as sound and instruments and different things. And Kirk's manager picked him up prior to the lunch and sound check, and we're sitting standing there talking for about 15 minutes waiting for his bags, and car comes around and picks him up, and I was trying to transfer a number to him. He's like, man, I left my phone on the plane. So we had to scramble back, and you know you ain't going back through security.
That's right.
So he was like, man, what do I do? That plane probably gone, you know. But, you know, God bless that plane was still down, and they were able to retrieve his phone. So that lifted a big load off of him for the night.
Yeah, definitely.
Kirk and John came in and did their thing, as always. And, you know, saw some new faces because I think it's like his third or fourth time, so new faces came out.
Yeah.
Boy, Angelo Lester came and hung out during a piece of the sound check and the show itself, and another horn player, Stabe, as well. And just various people. One guy came prior to the show. He said he had just got off the plane from Seattle, but he heard about the concert and came and, you know, and then when he came back, he said, I ain't been to sleep in 24 hours, but I got to hear him, you know. So Kirk had some devoted, you know, followers. Out there.
Yeah.
And he, you know, and outside of playing, you know, he does his thing as far as ministry as well. So
right.
That's what I really, really like to see. And John Stoddard ministered as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Now, where is the...
Don't go there. Don't leave it.
Mm-mm.
Leave it right there.
Mm-mm.
Stay in that lane right
Mm-mm.
now.
Mm-mm. Hold your mule.
Where's that wandering wilderness boy? Where is he? That's out. I mean, this is 2 weeks. A week going on 2 weeks, right? 3 weeks.
Well, you know, some people got to get up in the morning. But we all, we here also got to get up in the morning, too. And I'll leave it at that.
Tony, do you still have that video posted?
Yes.
We
need to revisit that.
We need to remix that. Because he's just ignorant. You know, that's why you're ignorant, if you're listening. Get to the snow. They didn't came through the sleet and snow. You at home with an excuse.
Yeah, he sent me a text message about 11 o'clock, said he had a busy day today on Wednesday.
Like we
all don't have a busy day, right, JP?
You know mine's busy. I'm teaching all day and all night and got to go home to a almost 11-month-old and a wife and get out the house and come here.
Yeah, he ain't got no kids. He ain't married.
He ain't even got a pet.
Nothing.
No cat, no dog, not even a hamster, a little parakeet.
What was he busy doing? Trying to figure out what he was going to do on Saturday?
Where you going to eat at?
For the plant, trying to figure out what you're going to eat. Man, what does it profit a man?
Come on, preacher.
And lose his soul.
Wow.
Yeah, I got some information for the Gospel Jazzation listeners.
Go ahead,
I don't know if they've already been. Well, there's two postings. One I actually posted on Facebook, an interview, just a short snippet, about 40 seconds from Kirk Whale. I'm talking to Gospel Jazzation fans. And then John Stotter, who's a phenomenal keyboardist and vocalist, has a new project out called Faces. Mm-hmm. But there's a very unique style as far as where technology is going with CDs and, you know, different things for your music stuff. So where we're headed, and he debuted that the night of the concert. Nobody really could figure out what it was. So I interviewed him when we were out to dinner prior to the show.
Mm-hmm.
He took about a minute or two to explain what it was all about. So if you want to see that, if you're interested in checking this new gadget out, where CDs are going, you can go to my YouTube site, which is Kevin Moore Music TV on YouTube. And it should be the first video that's posted, interview with John Stotter. And I'll probably leave that up for a couple of days. So definitely go over there and check it out. It's going to definitely blow you away.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. You know, just this little insight. But, man, yeah, so I told JP, man, I felt like I had a hangover Monday. and I don't drink. But
you'd have communion Sunday?
Well, I don't go to them type of church, but I had communion. Some of the churches had a real
man,
deal.
I went to one church, and I said, ooh. I said, okay. They said, no, Doc. We do what Jesus really did. I said, okay.
And so did you get another sip, or you just didn't want to?
No, sir.
You went back again?
I ran out.
Got back in the light again. That was my brother. Hello, Brother Rufus. My name's JP.
No, sir.
Lene out there talking about she eating gumbo. You're going to have some nightmares tonight, girl.
What kind of gumbo?
At this time of the night?
Gumbo.
At this time of the night?
Girl, what's wrong with you?
She's going to have a nightmare.
Lene.
It ain't never too late to eat gumbo.
I know that's right, though. but it's kind of late, Lene. It really is.
Shout out to Angelo Luster.
Yeah, Angelo. Yeah, he just hit me up on Facebook here. Angelo, thanks for tuning in, partner.
What's happening, Angelo?
Just left a message on your page, bro.
Yeah, they were definitely, prior to the show, they were playing Angelo's project, and Kirk was definitely loving the vibe from that project. So big ups to Angelo and the production on there. So that's one thing about Kirk, you know, he's there, you know, very humble, and he's at his level, you know, but he's always got an encouraging word, you know,
yeah,
as far as trying to, you know, show and help out. Leslie Kennard.
Yes, Yancy, yes, Leslie's on, yep. And Phyllis, Todd, too.
Todd Nicole in Westchester.
That boy Todd was in Tampa, Florida, man.
Yeah.
Is he still out there?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Melting them pleather shoes.
he's trying to get his tan on. He's got his shades on, laying in the sand, man. got his feet in the sand, you know. Got his toes all buried in the sand, just getting his little rum swizzle going on or something like that.
Yeah. He definitely needs it because that boy's been working.
He's been working hard, boy.
See, that's what it is. That's what it is, Don. You can't rest if you don't work.
Wow.
The Bible will say,
wow,
the man don't work.
He don't
eat.
What
it say? He don't eat. Man, if you ain't working, you shouldn't be eating. And you definitely shouldn't be taking off. You should be at the show. You hear me, boy? Like the Reese of the Fall, I slap you in the back of your meat head.
Wow. Ouch. Wow.
Lene say, leave Don Corey alone.
Lene, step back.
Like a big bag of black Skittles. Need a pocket one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Don's all right. We'll let him slide on this one, man.
Can I get a witness? Where's my sign at? I know she won't.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Terrence Kitchens once again. He was tuning in as well. And Rosalind Roseman. Appreciate you, Roz. Kalima Jacobs. Got a whole lot of people listening tonight.
Sister Doreen, I forgot to shout her out last week from London. And we had a new listener in London as well. We'll see how the...
Reggie.
Okay. Yeah, Reggie. And then also, what about Brown Skin? Are they? They've been in.
Yeah, they've been listening from time to time. Yeah. Okay, Brown Skin, cool. 007.
I'm trying to think. I guess the people that are hosting you this weekend. I was talking with her earlier.
Pia. Oh, yes. Actually, the people who are hosting from the AME Church. That would be Donna Chandler from the Lay Organization, okay. But I'm also going to hook up with Sophia Dyer.
Yeah, Sophia, yeah. She's funny, man. She had me cracking up. Like, yeah, hook it on up, me, JP. Well, I don't know if Don will make it, but me and JP.
Listen, Kevin, my passport is ready.
Who you telling?
My passport is ready and a bag packed.
I get to see Don just running behind the plane. Wait. Sorry, brother. Gotta go.
Right.
Yes, sir. But I know you got to get into some more music.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. Definitely keep doing what you do, Tone. Tone. Y'all, listeners, keep praying for Tony Smith. This brother is.
Yes, I mean, please.
If there was no James, I think he's a reincarnation of James Brown. The hardest working man.
I think so. In gospel,
yeah.
That's right. Woo!
You hear me?
Nah, do you hear me?
Yes, sir. Get the offering basket out.
That's right.
Close the door. Somebody block the door.
Lock the door.
Lock the door.
Because it's about to be a takeover over here.
We don't just want a basket. We want the garbage can. Ain't he all right? Come on.
Yes, he is.
All right, brother.
All right, Kev. Appreciate you, man.
And I'm out.
And he's out. Kevin Moore, right here on Gospel Jazzation, WFDU 89.1 FM. Log on to kevinmooremusic.org. Hit him up on the Facebook. Check him out on YouTube as well. He's got a nice YouTube page, Kevin Moore's TV. And also, the videos that he posted up on his Facebook page. Man, that's some nice videos, man.
Yes,
some nice
they are.
Footage and some pictures.
Checking it out, man.
Checking it out. Good. Angelo Luster, once again, log on to angeloluster.com. Check him out.
What's happening, Angelo? He's
a fantastic saxophonist. You know, I'm going to get some. I might as well.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. You want to let that marinate, huh?
Yes.
All right, let me give you a little bit of that.
Y'all just don't understand. Just throw your hands in the air. Oh.
201-692-2012 is the number. Coming up to the top of the hour of 3 o'clock. At the top of the hour, I'll have some music on for you from Bruce Allen, going out to Sister Winnie. I Need an Angel from Bruce Allen. And also, oh, Chris Haynes was in the house as well. Thanks, Kev. Shout out to him, Chris Haynes also. This is Angelo Lustler, Walk With Me, right here on Gospel Jazzation's WFDU, 89.1 FM, 201-692-2012 is the number, 201-692-2012 is showing up here. Thanks, Angelo. Be right back. Thanks, Kevin Moore. That boy.